Right. Okay, so we are holding Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara is discussing bread that was recooked. So the question is, if it was recooked when you first had the size of a shear of a kezias in the breads, then you still have to make hamoitzi. So that's like French toast. But if it doesn't have the size of a kezias and it was recooked, then you do not make hamoitzi. And last on this topic is Amar Rava, so we're holding about 10 lines on the bottom. That is, so long as it has the Teresa de Nahama. The structure, not a great word, it still looks like bread. It has the makeup of bread. What constitutes having the makeup of bread? It constitutes having the makeup of bread if you have Teresa de Nahama. If it's the way we say it is, if the water doesn't pick up a whiteness from this is not in the Gemara, but I'm just saying what it means. If the water doesn't pick up a whiteness the water doesn't pick up a whiteness as you cook it. So if you soak challah in water, a lot of times the water turns white. That means that the bread lost its Teresa de Nahama. Okay. Now, very interesting, just as a note, I didn't see it this time, but last time I learned this thesis, I was always blown away, so let me just make sure it's still here. Oh yeah, here it is. That, according to this, you do not make hamoitzi, or bench, on bread that has been soaked in water, and the water picked up a whiteness. So, look at this thesis. V'chein hayarugel Rabbeinu David mimitz, lelaben pirurin b'mayim, belayla kidei la'achlan b'shachar b'lo b'kasamaitzi, u'b'loy b'kasamazin, shelo la'achar kidei shizchazek roish v'yuchel la'agit ha'halacha. Here, he said, the one of the Rishonim, Rav David Mimitz, he wanted to eat bread because it gave his, you know, gave him strength, but he didn't want to spend the time to wash and bench. As we always, like, you know, you're like, I would eat it, but I don't want to bench. So he had the same thing. He didn't want to bench because he didn't want to waste time for morning. So he used to soak the bread in water the night before and then eat it the next day. So can you imagine you have a guy who's like, he'd like some pizza, and he says, okay, no problem. I just don't want to take the time learning to bench. So no problem. Soak it in water for a couple hours, and then I'll come back and I'll eat the mush. Okay. Charge half price for the pizza. So Lamaisa, that's what he used to do to save himself time from learning. Is a person who puts aside his gashmis in order to have his ruchnias. All right, continues on the Gemara. Truknin chayoven bechala. What is truknin? It's considered bread that it's chayven chala. However, v'chi also Rav and Amar Beichan and truknin says peturin min chala. What is truknin? In fact, the Gemara, my truknin Amar Abaye is kuba da'ara. Explains Rashi, they made some sort of indent on the bottom of a pan or the bottom of an oven, and you put in there water and flour, and like you would do in some sort of pan, and so some sort of liquid mixture that they would put in at the bottom of an oven, some sort of like pancake, basically, and have it bake at the bottom of the oven. Well, I'm going to buy a Teresa Pater Minachala, another new type of thing. We're getting basically the menu from the restaurants back then. My Teresa, Ikeda Amri, is Gvil Mirtach. Some say it is gvil mirtach. Rashi says that you take flour and water and you mix it with a spoon and then you pour it on the bottom of an oven while it's boiling hot. So you make some sort of very thin a wrap or something like that. V'igid amri, it's nahama dehindika. Some say it's nahama dehindika. Rashi says this is some sort of dough that you put onto a spit, and you twist it over the fire, and as you twist it over the fire, you keep adding more and more oil to it. They're telling you all the recipes from back then. Mind you, that was it. So, it wasn't that much variety. You had what's for dinner tonight, it's either truknin or mayim dehindikim. Okay, so v'hatanya chayev v'chala. The Gemara says, you are chayev and chala. The Gemara says, I apologize if we missed the line. And there are those that say there was a third thing. Lechem hayasu lekutach. It is bread that is made lekutach. Kutach was a dip that they had back then, and it was made of, sometimes moldy bread. So they used to have to make the bread. And so, but they didn't need to spend time making the bread fancy, because anyways, they crumbled it up and waited to become moldy and put it into a dip. This was a dip that lasted for a long time, and used to keep it in the fridge, take out the kutach, have it for dinner, put it back in the fridge, take out the kutach, have it for dinner. So, so they weren't makbid on this type of bread. So such bread that was made for kutach, so there are. So some say it was this trisa, which is patur minchala, and Tanya Rabbi Chiya lechem asu lekutach says it's patur minchala. I have a Tanya chayev bechala. The Gemara says hasam kedikat Tani Taima. Rabbi Huda Amar maiseha marchichin aleha. When you make it, it will prove marchichin. It will prove aleha what it is. Asoin ka oven. If you make it fat pieces and you make them nice, and so then it's you are showing that you do not really intend on making them for kutach. However, kilimudim, if you make it just like plain logs, and it's clear that you're not making them nice at all, then they are taka piturim. I will tell you, this is no geya as well. It depends on what you're making, what you're having in mind when you're making it. For example, those croutons that people have, those bread croutons, it depends on how it is made. If it is indeed made, with the bread is made so that it could be fried and then made into a crouton, you do not have to make a hamaitzi on it. If it's leftover bagels from the previous day, from the restaurant next door, which were made originally as bread, but they were taken apart and the mice said they were leftovers, so then you do have to say hamaitzi. So really the question is where it comes from. Well, it's the same shayla. It is the same shayla. This kuba d'ara, what bracha do you make on it? So kuba d'ara, we already explained, is this. There's a little like indent on the bottom of the oven, a little bowl like indent on the bottom of the oven. You filled it up with this liquid batter, and you made some sort of food from it. So the question is, what bracha do you say on it? Originally, we had a machlekes, whether it was chayv and chal or not. Omar Lehi responded, misavert nahamahu, do you think it's bread? Govla bi'almahu, it's just a mixture. Govla, it's just a gibel, it's just a dough. Govla bi'almahu. Umevarchin aloye bari minim zaynes. You only say bari minim zaynes on it. It's probably some sort of like, I would imagine it makes some sort of crusty dough. I don't know exactly the type of thing, because depending on how thick that bottom of the oven was, if it was just a small indent, then it would be, more pancakey. It might have been more a deeper indent. I don't know exactly what it was like, but he said that you only say bari minim zaynas, and it's marzutra kava suda seyoleo, marzutra was keveya asuda on it, ubarech aleha mitzi lechem anaretz, and therefore he said mitzi and v'shalosh barachas, and he benched. And that's the halacha with any of these types of foods, where let's say even like we used to paskin, pizza was one of these things where if you have one of it, you say mizaynes, and if you have a bunch of them, you say you wash. Why? Because we consider it something called pas haba bekisnin, which means that it's not really bread, but if you make a suda on it, then you have to bench. Nowadays, we say that pizza, at least most poskim have switched over to say that pizza is a bread food, even if you're eating only one, but of course, there are still poskim who say not, and you go with your own posik. Yeah. What? What about the wine? Yeah, oh, the wine. Well, the Gemara had a take on the wine. Yeah. But, so we can't, wine we don't know yet. We have to wait for Mashiach. Well, did I point out that the fact that it says teku, that means, it doesn't say teku, it means that, yeah, all right. Amar Mar Baravashi, the Adam Yotze Bahen Yedei Chayvos BePesach. A person is able to be Yotze his Chayv on Pesach. Even nowadays, that we don't know whether or not you can be Kaveas, that we say you can't be Kaveas Suda on it. Nevertheless, on that one, you could use it for Pesach. My Taima Lechem Oini Krina Bay. It says Lechem Oini. My Taima, because it says a Lechem Oini. And apparently, this is a poor man's bread. Honey that comes out of dates. You say shahakol on it. Why? It's not ha'etz. My time zeya ba'almahu. Because it is just the literal translation, sweat of the fruit. It is not the real part of the fruit. It is just merely the the side benefit of the fruit. It's not the real part of the fruit. Like we said, if that's the reason why you're planting the fruit, then you would say ha'etz on it. Keman, who's this like? Ki ha'etana, like the following tano that's not in the Mishnah, dvash tamarim, honey that comes out of dates, v'yayin tapuchin, and apple cider, v'chumitz sfonies, and vinegar that comes out of grapes that will never become fully ripe grapes, grapes that did not grow correctly. Visharme pears and all other types of fruit juice, like pomegranate juice and grape juice, but pomegranate juice and orange juice and kiwi juice. Shel truma, Rabbi Eliezer, mechayev, Karen v'chaymish, Rabbi Yeshua paiter. Rabbi Eliezer says you're chayev on Karen and chaymish. Meaning, it is as if you, if a person ate that when it was truma, so you made a whole bunch of apple juice from truma apples, and somebody else goes ahead and eats it. He's chayev to pay the keren and the extra fifth because he held that it was food. So technically, he would have said ha'etz. Rabbi Yeshua says pater. No, it's pater. Omale ahumi rabban and l'rava. A certain rav said to Rava, trima mahu. What is the din with trima? What bracha do you say in trima? And lo yavi adaiti the Rava my karmelay. Rava wasn't clear what the man was telling him. What's trima? Yosef Ravina came to Rava. Ravina was sitting in front of Rava. And amalei, now trima is, what it is the mashed product of something like jam preserves or something like that, where you take the jam, you take the fruit, like strawberries, you mash them up, and now you have trima. But Rava wasn't sure what he was telling him. So he said to him, so Ravina was there. He understood what he meant, like mashed up stuff. So he said, do you mean mashed up the shumshimi, mashed up sesame seeds? So sesame seed jam. Karmet. Oy dekor to me, karmet. Or do you mean mashed up saffron? Oy dekor to me, karmet. Or do you mean mashed up grapes that people would put in? So they would mash up the shumshimi. You would do that so you could take out their oil, or mashed up portzani, mashed up grapes to take out the inside of it.
It says grape pits.
Grape pits. In Urashi says the lasis latoich harchartzanim mayim lasis temet. So you mash them up in order to, in other words, Ravina understood that you had this mashed up fruit in order to use it for something else. For example, the grapes were mashed up in order to use them as, as an ingredient in making temed, which is you take the grape pits, you soak them in water, and then you bring out the water. And the mashed up shumshimi was mashed up in order to take out their oil. So he understood that you had mashed it up for a different reason. However, once he started to give examples of, you're talking about this one, you're talking about that one, suddenly Rava understood that he was talking about mashed up stuff, and he says, oh, you're asking about mashed up fruit, like for jam. Rava understood what he was asking. Oh, you're talking about mashed up stuff, right? Is that how they translate it?
Yeah.
Mashed up stuff. And you're reminding me of something that Rav Asi said, Hai tamri shel truma, if you have dates of truma, mutla asais mehen truma, it is permitted to make mashed up, you're permitted to make jam out of them, va'asil asais mehen shecha, but you can't make beer out of them. So therefore, it retains its status, because it still looks like it retains its status, it still looks like a date. And therefore, you would say bayir priho eitz on it. The Hilchasa Tamri Avdinu Trima, and the halacha is that if you have dates and you make trima out of it, Mevarchan Alei Abayir Priya Eitz, my time up in Milsayu Kaimi Kedemeikar, because it retains its status. And that's the halacha that we say, that if something gets mashed up and it still can be identified as what it was, then you retain the bracha. If it's so mashed that it loses its tsura, so then we say you do not make a bracha. And this is Nokeya, everything. It's Nokeya, mashed bananas, mashed avocados. Something that you can clearly tell that what it still is, like avocado, that even if it's mashed up into guacamole, you will still say ha'etz. However, something that cannot be told what it is, like jam of a strawberry, you will not continue to say hadamah. It will be a shahakal if one enjoys eating straight jam. Potato kugel and things like that are really dependent on what they look like, but most places can say that since potato kugel is clearly identified as potato kugel, so even if it comes from powder, you still say ha'etz.
How about applesauce? You know it's made from apples, but it doesn't look like
apples. It doesn't look like apples. If I remember correctly, they say shahakal and applesauce. They say that it loses its tzura, so then it's tzura. Shetita. Shetita is a food that is made from flour that was made from singed and not burned, but heated kernels of wheat. So you take kernels of wheat, you first heat them in the fire, and you dry them out, and after they're dried out, you then grind them up into wheat. And then, you grind them up into flour. And then you make some sort of dish from that flour. So it's probably not the greatest. Obviously, the quality of the challah or whatever you're making depends on the quality of the flour that you're making. You buy good flour, you'll get good results. You get good bread. So apparently, you're not using the best flour over here because it is from baked wheat. So Rav Amar Shahakal Nia B'dvaray. So Rav says, you say Shahakal Ushmur Ola Amar Barminim Azaynes. Amar V'chistav Leipliki. Haba Ava, Haba Raka. Here it depends on how thick you made them. If you made it out of thick stuff, then Ava La Achila Avdila. If you made it a thick dough, so then you made it for eating. And therefore, you would still say a mezonis. A raka, if you made it very thin, papery, then l'rafua ka'avdila, you made it for rafua, and you would say only a shahakol. Interesting.
For rafua, you wouldn't make any bracha at all.
Well, no, as long as you enjoy it. I'm surprised, though, that you make a bare minimum mezonis on rafua. We saw already, and we're going to see again very shortly, that rafua, you do make a bracha if you enjoy it. Like we said, if you have medicine and it goes down and you like it, those, you know, bubblegum medicines for those kids who like bubblegum medicine. So then they would have to say a bracha. But I'm surprised so that you say...
If it's a healthy person that's doing it, not for...
not for refuah.
It says it's... Oh, excuse me. I misread. It's uncommon, however, for healthy people to drink loose shatisa.
Uh-huh.
They will do so on the
cake. Oh, okay, fine. So first of all, ava and raka, it's a mixture. Oh, so ava means a thicker mixture, like a porridge, and raka means more of a thinner mixture. Oh, that's why it's shahakal. Okay, fine. All right, I thought it was like a paper thin thing. Fine. All right, thanks. That helped out. Ava means it is a more of a porridgey thing, like a thicker porridge, or maybe even thicker than that. And the raka is more of a liquid. So the Gemara says that it depends on how thick you made it. If you made it thick, so then, if you made it really thick, so then you say mezonis. If it's really thin, then it's a drink, and you say shahakal. Rakal refuah ka'avdi. Masav Rav Yosef, v'shaven, the people, this is a quote from a Gemara in Shabbos, that shabaychashin es hashasos b'shabbos, that you're allowed to mix this drink on Shabbos, v'shoysin, and you could drink Zitum HaMitzri. You could drink this drink called Zitum HaMitzri. And it's a Gemara Maseches Pesachim, what exactly Zitum HaMitzri is. Now, the Isak Kedaitech L'Rafua Kamachavin, if you hold that these drinks are made so that you can have a Rafua, Rafua B'Shabbos Mishari, and it's saying that you're allowed to drink the Zitum HaMitzri on Shabbos, which is apparently the same thing as this other thing. So if you hold that it's a Rafua, would you be allowed to drink it on Shabbos? Gemara says yes. You hold it, you're not allowed to drink it on Shabbos, but v'chol hamashkin. Any food one is allowed to drink, even if its intent is to have a refuah. And similarly, any drink one is allowed to drink, even if his intent is to have a refuah. In fact, so you're allowed to drink anything you want, as long as, even if it's medicinal, as long as it looks like a food. And you're allowed to eat anything you want. In fact, for those people that get headaches, there's an Eitzah, and the Maisa, we say that you can't take medicine on Shabbos unless you would go to bed. What happens to a person who gets headaches every Shabbos? He wakes up from a Shabbos nap, and every Shabbos he's in a cranky mood because he has a headache. So what does he do? He can't, because of a plain headache, he's not missing work. So if he's not, that's generally the gedder we give. If it's a bad headache enough that you would go to sleep because of work, then you could take medicine. Otherwise, not. So You're not missing work for this, but it's a headache, and this happens a lot. So what do? So an eitzah is to, if this happens a lot, to go ahead and before Shabbos, you can crush up, you know, three or four Motrins in an orange juice, and then you have orange juice. You're allowed to drink orange juice on Shabbos. So and it has the, he'll have the medicinal qualities of the Motrin. Nothing has not been approved by the FDA, but that would be an eitzah, because any type of drink or eat or food that people drink and eat, it's mutter for you to eat and drink on Shabbos. And I'm drinking oranges. Elamayis l'chol l'meimar, gavra l'chilek amecham. What's the pshat? Because we say that people eat, people are eating. I'm eating this, or I'm drinking this. Elchanami gavra l'chilek amecham. So do we hear the person is by drinking? The person is drinking the zitum amitzvi, and this shetita is just planning on eating. Therefore, that's why it's mutter. So your question was that if it was for a food, how is it mutter to eat on Shabbos? If it was for a food, how is it mutter to eat on Shabbos? The answer is because it's a food. It's only not permitted to have medicine. I don't think there's a difference between these two lashonos. It's just in the lashon itself. It says the refuah by itself happens. So if you're eating something that will help you medicine-wise, but it's a food, that is permitted for you to eat on Shabbos. Let's say a person is really, really reacts, you know, to eating a banana or something like that. And the only reason he's eating the banana is because it gives him strength, or I don't know what food helps, you know, automatically like that. But whatever food it is, as long as it's a regular food, you'd be allowed to eat it on during the week, on Shabbos. Tzricha derav. I know that sometimes people have an upset stomach and they're throwing up and throwing up, and sometimes they can't stop throwing up. Every 20 minutes they're throwing up on the clock. So at least my pediatrician when I was a kid used to tell me, have a popsicle. And of course it's in the brain. But one popsicle is enough to cure it. So the only reason I'm having the popsicle is, it doesn't happen anymore, but the only reason I'm having the popsicle is because to cure it. But that's mutter. Because even though I'm doing it to cure the throwing up, nevertheless, it's a food, and any food type of thing is mutter.
What kind of lack of caffeine headache?
Right.
Drinking your coffee or whatever as medicine.
That's
you're
for sure.
It as enjoyment, but it happens to have.
No, so any, that's even if it's totally medicine, even if you're not in the mood of coffee, it's mutter because it's a food. Any food is mutter. Utsvira de Rav, the Ime Hai, and the Gemara says, nevertheless, we need this din of Rav because it says, Hava amina la achila kamachaven urafu mamela kahave. Hava lahacha kevin de lechatchila urafua kamachaven. The Gemara says, nevertheless, we need this din of Rav of Shetita. Because if it was from this only the second Gemara of Zita Mamitzvi, I would think that that's mutter because you're intending on drinking, your real intention is to eat, and it's also affording you a refuah. Aval hacha, but in this case of Shetita, kuhevan de lechatchila urafua kamachaven, lo levarach ala klal, you shouldn't make a bracha on it. Kamash milan that no. Even though your only intent is to have it for refuah, kevin de isle hanomine, since you're having hanah from it, boi bruchi, you need to make a bracha, and that is indeed how we paskin on with regards to medicines as well. If a person enjoys the taste as it goes down, he would have to make a bracha.
Is there most pills where you swallow it whole?
You do not make a bracha. And even if you swallow it whole with a little chug of water just to get it down, you also don't make a bracha.
But it's more for Shabbos.
But if you do it with orange juice, then you do get hanar from the orange juice. So you have to make a bracha. But
for Shabbos, though, the only issue
where you can
have medicines on Shabbos.
Yes, you can't on Shabbos. You can't. Unless you're sick enough that you would stay home from work.
So if you want to have like a Tylenol on Shabbos, you need to bake it into bread or something.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, you put it into orange juice. Sometimes it says you have to put it into orange juice before Shabbos, but so it might be kedai for those that get headaches a lot to get one of those little, you know, bottles of water, those like 2 ounce bottles of water, and have a couple of them in the back of the fridge just in case. Is, you know, your Motrin orange juices. Okay, and then guaranteed the first 5 weeks that you do that, you'll not have a headache on Shabbos because that's just the way it works. Sha'al ha'pas hu amr hu ha'moitzi lecha min ha'aretz. Tan rabbanan ma hu amr ha'moitzi lecha min ha'aretz. What bracha do you say on bread? You say ha'moitzi lecha min ha'aretz. Rabbi Nechemya Amar, Moitzi Lechem in Arts, without the hay in the front. Amarava b'maitzi. If you say the word maitzi, kuli alma, everybody agrees. Like pliki da apik mashma, that it is mashma past tense. Hashem took the bread from the ground, and therefore you are definitely yoytze if you say the word moitzi lechem in arts. Dechsiv, as it states in the pasuk, kel moitzi al mitzrayim, Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim. Ki pliki ba'ha moitzi. The machlokes is whether or not you're yoytze if you say ha moitzi. Rabbanan savri, ha moitzi is also past tense, to apik mashma. Dechsiv, ha moitzi lecha ma'im mitzrayach alamish, who took water out of the stone for you. It's future tense. As it states about Hashem, He's going to take you out from the servitude of Mitzrayim.
What's wrong with using future?
Because you're making a bracha on this. I'm making a bracha on this bread. Thank you, Hashem, for this bread. So you're thanking Hashem for this bread, that He took this bread out and now I have it. The Gemara says, "V'rabanan, ha'hu ha'chika amar lohu kutcha berichu." This Yisrael. Rabbanan says, "You're right. Even that pasuk is past tense. What's happening is Hashem is in Mitzrayim, and He's telling them, 'I'm taking you out, and after I take you out, I want you to make all these yamim tovim so that you will remember that I took you out.'" So it is pre the action, but the statement is about a post action time. Rabbanan, who are you coming? This is what Hashem is telling Klal Yisrael. Kad mafikne luchu, when I take you out, avidne luchu milsa, I want you to do things, ki hechi, so that the isu, you will know and you remember, the anahu, the apikas, that I'm the one who yaschayin mi Mitzrayim, that I'm the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. Dechse vidatem ki ani Hashem alakecham, you should know that I'm the one who took you out. So therefore, even though it is pre the Maisa, but the sentence was about something after the Maisa. The Gemara says a short story. Mishtabcha le Rabbanan le Rabbi Zeira. The Rabbanan were speaking to Rabbi Zeira, and they praised, Mishtabcha they praised, as Bar Rab Zvid, about this student, Bar Rab Zvid, the son of Rab Zvid, who is Achva de Rabbi Shimon, Bar Rab Zvid, who is the brother of Rab Shimon Bar Rab Zvid. Okay, so apparently they had this guy, this person in Yeshiva, Rab Shimon Bar Rab Zvid, and he had a younger brother who didn't have a name, Bar Rab Zvid. The Adam Gadol, they said about this kid that he's an Adam Gadol who baki v'brachas, and he was an expert in brachas. Who Amar lehem, he said, when he comes to yeshiva, when he comes to your hands, bring him to me. I want to see it. He's such an expert in brachas. I want to see this. I want to see this person. So Zimna Chada, one time, Ikla Legabe, he visited, and Apikule Rifta, they brought him out bread, and Pasach v'Amar Moitzi, he said the word Moitzi. Amar Zehu Sha'irim Alav to Adam Gadol. This is what about this person you said that he's an Adam Gadol Ubaki Bebrachas and an expert in Brachas. Why would he say Maitzi? Bishlam I Amar Ha Maitzi. If he said Ha Maitzi, so then apparently he knew the halacha was Ha Maitzi. So he was wondering why this expert in Brachas didn't say Ha Maitzi. You should have said the right one. You're right. You're Yoitze if you say Maitzi. But you should have said the correct one, and you would have taught me Ashmi'inan Taima, Ashmi'inan Dehilchasa. You would have, Dehilchasa Karabanan, you would have taught me the Tam, the Pshat, and the Pasuk, and you would have taught me that the Halach is like the Rabbanan, and I know the Halach is like the Rabbanan, so you must also know the Halach is like the Rabbanan. But now that you said Ella to Amar Moitzi, Maikam Ashmilan, you didn't teach me any Chidushim. So why Taka, what's Pshat that this son of Reb Zvid did that? The Iud Avid, Afukin Afshem Plukta, he knew the Halacha, but he wanted to say, I may as well be Yaitse according to everybody. But Reb Zeira was not impressed. The halacha is you say hamoitzi, which is what we do. The kaimelan kirabanan, because we pass like the rabanan, the amri, the apik mashma, that hamoitzi is also mashma, a past tense, he took it out. The al hayurakas, aimer, on vegetables you say. Katani yurakas, to me the pass. On vegetables, says the Gemara, it is right next to pass. It says pass, you say this, and vegetables, you say that. So the Gemara wants to infer from here that ma pas shenishtana ali dehor, just like bread has been changed through the fire. It used to be just dough, and now it's bread. Af yurakas nami, the vegetables also, even though shenishtanu al yedei ha'or, even though they've been changed to the fire, they are now cooked vegetables, you still say a bracha hadama on it. Omar Rabbeinoi, Mishmei da Abaya, Rabbeinoi says the name of Abaya, Zoy Seimeres, this tells us that shlaka is cooked vegetables, mevarchin alea, bayir pri adama, you still say bayir pri adama on it. Dorosh Rav Chisda, Mishm Rabbeinu, Umani, Rav Chisda said in the name of his Rebbe, Umani Rav, who is that? It's Rav. Shlaka is cooked vegetables, mevarchin aleihem, bayre pri ha'adama. You say bayre pri ha'adama. But Rabbi Seinu, however, our Rebbeim, Hayordin me'eretz Yisrael, that came down from Eretz Yisrael, umanu ula, mishmeid Rabbi Yechanan, Omar, shlakas mevarchin aleihem, shahakal nebidvar. He says, no, you say shahakal. Va'ani oimer, and this is Rav Chista saying, and I say, kol shetchilasa bayre pri ha'adama, if you said bayre pri ha'adama when it was raw, then shalku, if you cook it, shahakal niyabdvari. The bracha changes to shahakal. This is not to be confused with sautéed vegetables and things like that. That, it could still be, it retains its bracha. But this is talking about vegetables that were cooked in water and are boiled up. There, the halacha is that if you used to say hadama on it, like a pepper or something like that, then if you cook it up, itaka loses its bracha and it gets a shahakal.
But that's only if you can't tell it's a pepper, right?
I don't remember the halacha. I don't think so. I think even if it loses...
Shlokos is not just regular cooking.
Shlokos is super cooking, but I don't think it loses it. You could still see that this is a pepper. It's just dried and shriveled.
Is it making a soup? Or is the soup is different?
Soup is different. The soup we're going to see you actually does get the bracha of the thing. If you were to eat it raw and it would be shahakol, then shalku, if you cook it, then it becomes a bear priyadama through the cooking. So the Gemara says, Bishlama kol shetchila shahakol niyabdvar. I can understand there are certain things that originally eating them raw is not normal, and therefore you would say shahakol. Shalku, if you would subsequently cook them, it gets a haber priyadama. Mishkachesla bekarva vesilka vikra. You find it with cabbage and silka's beets, and kra is gourds. And I think potato is the same thing. If you go and eat a raw potato, you say shahakal. If you cook it, then you say ha'adama. What's the case of if it was bar biadama, but once you cook it, it becomes a shahakal? Amar v'nachmar b'yitzuk mishkachasla betumi v'karti. You find it by, tumi is garlic, and karti is leek. No.
Yeah.
It says leek?
Leek.
So then the one before was, it says silk. I said beets before, yeah. And leek. Okay. Those type of things, if you cook them, I'm just wondering, because on cooked leek, we say hadama. I don't know if you could even eat leek raw. What are those red things that come to
it? School saying you generally eat it raw, but...
Yeah, those leeks that come to the table when they're red.
We always have
Well, besides, not soup, but I'm saying sometimes you have a leek, like salad. Are those cooked or are those raw? I imagine they're cooked. Okay, I'm not sure. Halacha l'maaseh, I'm not sure. I do know this rule, though. The rule is that if the cooked vegetables are hadama, but I'm not sure. L'maaseh. You have to check the brachas book. What do they say there?
Tastes better cooked.
What?
Tastes better raw than cooked.
What, leeks?
Both.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't know. I'm just wondering.
Garlic?
Oh, garlic, yeah. Garlic is...
Tastes better raw than cooked.
Personally, I don't eat garlic that much. Sometimes we have on, a garlic dip. But I don't know.
That's a raw item?
I'm not sure. It's cooked? I know there are those people. Some people bake it. And a lot of people bake it on Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, and garlic bread, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people have this so it's baked. One time I went to a salad, I'm remembering now, and there was like a very little end of the salad left. And there was this like large bulb of garlic there. And I'm not sure where I was brought up, but apparently you don't put large bulbs of garlic into your mouth at the same time. And it was raw. And I was not able to get it down.
Not delicious.
No, it was not delicious. It was one of those, but those type. Yeah, I don't know exactly. So cooked ones, those you can eat maybe in a soup. Okay, so I don't know. I'm not sure. Halakha l'maisa. Darush Rav Nachman Mishum Rabbeinu Umanu Shmuel. Shlokas Mevarchen Alei Bar Pri Adama. Same idea. This is now in the name of Shmuel instead of Rav. Cooked vegetables, you say Bar Pri Adama v'chaveirenu hayordim Eretz Yisrael. Our friends that came from Eretz Yisrael, manu ula mishmei derichin, and again ula in the name of Rechin. Amar shlokas morchin ala shahakol neibud pari. Va'ani yomer b'machlekas shenuya, and I say it's a machlekas. The Tanya yoytzin berokik hashori ubemavushal. I say there is a Gemara Maseches Pesachim that discusses being yoytzin matzah on Pesach night with a rokik, which is a cracker, but it's matzah, hashar, that has been soaked, umavushal, and cooked. Shalonimuch, so long as it's not, didn't come apart. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yaisi Amar Yoitzin Barakik hashar, avalo b'mavushal, but not if it's cooked. You could do it soaked, but not cooked.
Isn't it become cholis by soaking?
No, once it's cooked once, it cannot become chametz. I mean, that's the shayla of kebrachos. Might become kebrachos. We see from here that you're not chayav, that there's no such thing as kebrachos. But anyways, we know that kebrachos is a recent minig. So, af al pi shelo nimuach. This is a mafurish in Gemara that there's nothing like kebrachos. Af al pi shelo nimuach. Even though it doesn't, once it's been taken out of the oven, and it's been singed like that, it cannot become chametz. That's why you let it put your matzah in the soup. Yeah, that's kebrachos. Even though it doesn't, as long as it's, you cannot be yotze with it cooked, even if it has not been taken apart. So we have a machlekas whether or not you could be yotze with a matzah that has been nimuach, that has been mavushled, that has been cooked. So to over here, why? Because whether or not it retains its name after being cooked, that is what Reb Chista thought to say. Oh, sorry, that's what Rav Nachman thought to say. But the Gemara says, "Velohi, it's not a comparison." Both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yoisi are of the opinion that shlakas could still be bar pri adama, and you do not change the tzura of the item after it has been cooked. So what's the machlekes? Why by matzah does he say you cannot be yoisi with a cooked matzah? Because va'ad kan lekam Rabbi Yoisi hasam elamishum de ba'inan ta'am matzah. Because he holds that there's another thing you need. You need it to taste like matzah. And after it's cooked, v'leka, that you don't have. Aval ha'cha, afilu Rabbi Yoisi ma'ida. But over here, even Rabbi Yoisi is ma'ida that you have. He's still, it's considered a vegetable. Amar b'chir bar Abba, Amar b'yechanan, shalakas mevarchan alem bar p'yadama, v'rabbi Binyamin bar Yefes, Amar b'yechanan, shalakas mevarchan alem shahakal ne'ebed v'ray. So it was Rabbi Binyamin bar Yefes that said shahakal. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak, kava ula l'shib sheik k'rabbi Binyamin bar Yefes. Ula, who was the only man to Amar in the last Gemara, who said that you say shahakal, he was coming off Rabbi Binyamin bar Yefes. That's where he got his mistake. Kava ula l'shib sheik, that's where he got his mistake. Tohi bar Rabbi Zera. The Reb Zera sniffed it out. That's a lashon like that. The chimayinin of Binyamin bar Yefes ate the Rabbi Chia bar Abba. How would he go with Rabbi Binyamin bar Yefes' opinion of what Rabbi Yechanan said? In where we have an opinion from Rabbi Chia bar Abba. Rabbi Chia bar Abba apparently towered over Rabbi Binyamin bar Yefes. Rabbi Chia bar Abba dayek v'gomer shmeitzim Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Chia bar Abba was medayek and he learned things straight from Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi as Rabbi. Rabbi Binyamin bar Yefes loy dayek. He wasn't careful. That's what it sounds like. He wasn't careful when he learned. V'oid Rabbi Chia bar Abba kol tlos and yoimin mahadet talmudei kamed Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Chia bar Abba, he reviewed his studies every 30 days in front of Rabbi Yechanan, his Rabbi. Rabbi Binyamin bar Yefes loy mahadet. He did not review it, and probably in front of his Rabbi. V'oid barmin dein or barmin dein. Even without that. There was a certain vegetable, a turmas bean. You could still find them in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know what it is in the English translation, but I do remember being in line in Beis Yisrael and seeing turmas beans. So there was a certain turmas bean, the shalkila sheva zimnin bekedera, where it was cooked 7 times in a kedera, va'achlile bekinuach su'uda, and you eat it, and it was being eaten as a dessert. Also v'sha'alu l'Rabbi Yechanan, and they asked Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi lo mevarchan ala, bar pri ha'adama, you say ha'adama, even though it was cooked 7 times. So another raya against Ula. Va'oid amar and Rabbi Binyamin bar Yefes. Va'oid amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba ani ra'isi as Rabbi Yechanan she'achol zayis meliach. I saw Rabbi Yechanan who was eating a salted olive. Ubarach ala tchila v'sayif and he made a bracha on it at the beginning and at the end. So now i'amrit b'shlama shalokas b'mil sayu kaimi. If you say that cooked vegetables and salted vegetables retain their status, so then I can understand what it means. He made a bracha at the beginning, at the end. B'tchila he made a bracha mevarach ala bar pra'etz. U'lebesayif he made an al paris al paris al milchia. U'lebesayif mevarach ala bracha achas min shalish. Ella i'amit shlachas lav b'milsayu kaimi. But if you say that cooked vegetables lose their status, so then bishlam b'tchila I can understand what it means. B'tchila he said a shahakol mevarach ala shahakol ne'ebedvarei. Ella u'lebesayif what bracha did he make? My mevarach. And again the Gemara's somehow forgets bar nefashos. Apparently, it wasn't. Not everybody. We're going to see that not everybody holds you should make a bar nefashos. So the Gemara's answer is, "What might be here? Maybe the bar nefashos. Dumb bar nefashos, rabbis v'chesrin, and I'll call mashia bara." And again, it's mashia. That was the whole bracha.
What's the comparison between the salted olive?
As of this point, I'm understanding that the halacha is in chulin that salted stuff meliach kareseach we say. That is something that is salted as the din of something that is cooked. Nafkamina, if you salt together meat and milk or something like that, it's as if it is cooked together.
Pickled olives?
Pickled olives, yeah.
Didn't we say earlier that the vegetables bracha, cooked vegetables depends on what you would say when it's raw?
Okay. Well, this is a machlekas. Whether or not shalakas, you say. I mean, that was Rav Chista, but anybody from Rav Yechon didn't have that. That was Rav Chista's opinion. Rav Chista said, "Rav in the name of Rav Yechon," and they said, "Rav said this in the name of Rav Yechon," and they said, "Ula in the name of Rav Yechon," and said shahakol. And now we're saying that Rav Ula was kava shabishta. He had a mistake from Rav Binyamin Bayevas, but really Rav Yechon did not say that. And the Gemara is now bringing a story to prove that. But the Gemara knocks off this last story. This one with the pickled date, with the pickled olive, is not a raya, because all we did was we saw him make a bracha. We didn't see what the bracha was. So maybe it was shahakol. So this last one isn't a raya, but we're still going with the other previous rayas. That how could you paskel like Rabbi Binyamin ben Yafes in the name of Rabbi Chiya, in the place of Rabbi Chiya, A, and B, there was a story where they made a bracha on the tormas, the 7 cooked tormas. Masiv Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Yirakos Shadam Yoytze Behen Yidei Chavasa BePesach Yoytze Behen UBeKelach Shalahen. Vegetables that a person is Yoytze his Choyv on Pesach. In other words, for Maror, you're Yoytze with them and their stock. Avaloi Kavushin Veloi Shalukin Veloi Mevushalin. Not if they have been pickled. Not if they have been super cooked, and not if they have been regular cooked. So we see you cannot be Yoytze with Maror that has been cooked. Now, if you're telling me from all these proofs that cooked vegetables retain their status, so shalukin amai loy, why can you not be yoytze with cooked maror? The Gemara answers again, shiny hasam debin and tam maror veleka. Albeit it retains its status, but lamaisa it doesn't taste the same, and therefore you need tam maror, and you don't have the same tam of the maror. So it's still a vegetable, but it's not tasting the same. So that's it. We finished that. Shlokas yitaka seha adaman. How is it that, you know what, to answer the question of Rabbi Ruben, I think in the end of the day, I'm remembering that it depends on the vegetable. Certain vegetables that lose their taste, those are the vegetables that you say shlokas, you make barbi adaman. Most vegetables, I'm remembering now, you taka retain, even after they've been cooked, taka retain their din. If you take a pepper and you cook it, it will retain a din of shahakol. They retain the din of adama, I'm sorry. If it loses its taste, then you say it. So we sort of pass it like all three. Most vegetables, they stay hadama all the way through. Some potatoes and things like that start with shahakal and end with hadama. And stam, which lose their status, and I don't know garlics and leeks, but start with a hadama and end with a shahakal. How did you make him a bracha on one? We understood that it was one olive. Since you took out the pit, kevin the shakila legarine, since you took out the pit, butzer le shira, it's missing part of the shear. Omar le, he said, mi savret kizayis godol beinan. He said as follows. In other words, he understood that when we say you need it, the size of a kizayis.
The pit is part of the shear.
The pit is part of the shear, exactly.
Even though you don't eat it.
Exactly. When we say kizayis, we don't mean you're eating a zayis, we mean something that is the size of a zayis. I know, but it doesn't mean, whenever it says kezias, it doesn't mean that you're eating a olive, it means you're eating something the size of an olive. So it means the size, it could have said anything, it could have said like a peg. It's not necessarily the size, it doesn't have to be necessarily an edible item. We're looking for a shear. So imagine I would say a shear the size of a regular incandescent light bulb. Okay, so that means I know what shear it is, like this type of shear. So we say the shear the size of a kezias. But a kezias means it has a pit in it. But that's the shear. Now, according to Rabbi Yechon, he took out the pit. So when he ate his olive, he ate something that was less than the size of a standard sheared olive. And Memela, he's going to be, he shouldn't have made a bracha. Yeah?
The physical size didn't change. You took out the pit, but you still left the olive.
No, but the shear includes the pit.
The vine.
The volume of an olive with a
pit
in it.
Right. Okay. So actually you're making a good point. Like, at what point do we say, like, okay, we're worried about squishing, like a sponge cake, technically you could sponge it down and turn it into this size. So at what point do we count the air, what point do we not? But an olive, when you take out the thing, there's such a big air hole in the middle. It's like a donut. You're not going to count the air hole in the middle. Right? Because it's such a big air hole. But like sponge cake, then you would. You do it in its natural state. Combine what? Yes. Does it make it tame? Let's say you have the amount that would be needed to make it tame. Does it become food? There's a sugi about that. I don't remember offhand. There's a sugi about that. I'm a foolish about that in Shabbos. We're going to get to it. It's actually, it's a back and forth in the Gemara. I don't remember offhand. The Gemara says, "Vahuda aisi lekemed Rabbi Yechanan." There was a certain. The Gemara says, "But I'm like misavitz kizayis godelbinan." Do you think that you needed a large kizayis? Beinini binan. The shear when we say kizayis is the shear of a regular sized olive. Vahuda aisi lekemed Rabbi Yechanan, and the olive that they brought Rabbi Yechanan was a huge olive. Zayis godel have it. The afagav the shaklu legarinusei, even though they took out its pit, pashle shiurei, it retained its shear. The Tananas, we have a Mishnah, Zayis she'amru, the olive. Whenever we say a kazayas, we mean loikatan, not a small one, v'loikatan, not a big one, elebeinani, except a middle-sized one. So the one that they brought Rabbi Yechanan was a huge one. Take out the pit, and you're left with a regular-sized one. V'zehu aguri, and this is aguri. This is the aguri olive. V'amar Rabbi Avahu, loy aguri shmai, its name really wasn't aguri, ela abruti shmai. V'amila samrusi shmai. Some say that his name was samrusi. Aguri. So why do we call it the aguri olive? She shmanai, its oil was ogur b'toichai. It was gathered up in there. The oil is like gathered up inside the olive. You just squish it out, and therefore it was called the aguri olive. All right. I guess we will stop over here. Have a great day and a Tu B'Shvat.